meet his friends. In the previous shiur, we were discussing the inyan of Moshe b'Avraham Avinu Har Sinai, and we explained that the inyan of Shavua is that a person's guf is meshubet to the Kabbalah. Shegufo mischayev u'mishtabed la'oso ha'inyan shenishba olav. And we see this in the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Lamed, his Marach B'Bir Gedr Shavua. And he writes, Ki perish nishba lefi daitihu, Shegoy meradim belibo v'omer b'fib li'os mekayim oso dover shenishba olav, v'lo yishaneo le'olam, kimo she'Hashem baruch u'kayim v'lo yishtan al adei ad, u'binyan ha'neder derech ha'cheretz yeshbo, shukim machnis dover ha'mutter b'gedr ha'oser. וזהו הדין והטעם בעצמו ששבוע חול על דבר שיש בו ממש ועל שאין בו ממש כי על הגוף האדם טיפול השבוע כלומר שגופו נסקיים לי עושה עושה דבר הגוף יש לו ממש אבל הנודר etc. וכן מנתן עושה אותו כל פני חינוך he says more ridiculous השבוע is on the goof of the person it's a shibud on the goof of the person to be mekayim what he says so and that's why a shavuos chol, whether it's a davar sheyesh bo mamish or ain bo mamish, because it's chol al guf ha'adam. B'chein min hatam az ein shavua chol al shavua, v'neder chol al neder. A shavua is not chol in another shavua, but a neder is chol in a neder. She b'shavua kemen shenichnas ha'adam atzmo b'mechitzas hakiyum. Afilu yichbol adibur elef pa'am mishu nichnas sham knises gufu mokom acher pa'am achas hinases ben ze achar miken eleko koifel dvarim levatol aval anoyde shu mekam kabel al atzmo b'choleis shu shonu b'kabelos and mosif al atzmo isri mivad ha kabelos afikul chuchayev al kol achas ve achas so he says when it comes to a shavua it's on the guf of ha'odom so he already was machnis his guf there how are you machnis your guf another time So since it's already achnas is aguf, once is enough, is ain shavu chalal shavu. But when it comes to neder, a neder is chal and another neder. Why? Because each time he's taking another obligation upon himself. He's mosif another iser if he's mevatel his kabbalah. So neder is taka chal al neder, but shavua is not chala al shavua because again it's knisus gufa adam. And once the person is nichnas, the guf is nichnas. So you can't be nichnas twice, you only have one goof. So that's the chiluk between the neder and the shavua. So again, we see our yesod that the shavua means that the goof ha'odam is being obligated. And therefore, that's the inyan of mushba va'omed mehar Sinai. The inyan of mushba va'omed mehar Sinai is that it's meshabed to the etzem ha'inyan that you're nishba. So they were nishba to be mekayim mitzvah. So it's meshabed as to kiyum ha'mitzvahs. So shavua is not just. That you're not going to be meshaker b'shvuaso, but it's much more than that. It's a shibud on the goof of the person to do what he says he's going to do. And we can also prove this from the Ran. The Ran writes in the Dharm Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, "Shatam sheshvua chol al dabar she'ein bo mamish." It's because mishum de mitzar gavruhu. So the person who's becoming usher in the shavua is the gavra that he's not going to do this, and he has mamish. He has substance. So therefore, the shavua is chal evil darav shem bo mamish because he has substance. So if we say that all the shavua is a dibur that he's chayv to mekayim the dibur, what does it matter that his guf yesh bo mamish? So this stems nicely with the chinuch and with the yisod that we said in the previous shir that the inyan of shavua is a shibud haguf and not merely a dibur that has to be mekayim is dibur but that his guf is meshubud mekayim so when the Jewish people were mushba va'omed mehar Sinai that means they were meshabed their guf to be mekayim the mitzvahs not just not to be meshaker in the shavua but it's mitzurif to the etzem ha-kabbalah that they are And that's the Maharsha that we saw. That's why they had to take this Shavua. Otherwise, it would have been a much weaker Kabbalah. That Shavua Atzma hi Kabbalah Satara. This Shavua connects them to this Kabbalah Satara, obligates them in this Kabbalah Satara. Vila b'Shavua, not for the Shavua, but Dibur ba'amalek a kibble. Stam with Dibur, there's no kibble. There's no true acceptance because it's not just that they have to be mekayim the shvua, but that they're goof because they're not allowed to lie. But because the goof is now meshubah to the Kabbalah, because again this shvua is mitzurefes to the etzem haKabbalah, that part and parcel of their Kabbalah's hamitzvahs that they are obligating themselves, their bodies, to keep the mitzvahs, is the shvua, that now their body is nishba to be mekayim mitzvah. And we can also understand stam shvua, that a shvua is a shibur haguf, not just not to lie, and memela shvua is chala, is not chalal shvua, because the guf is already meshubah. What can the guf be meshubah again for? Now that we say that Kol Yisrael, Kol Echad Mibnei Yisrael, Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sinai Va'afilu Bnei Yisrael Shebizman Hazeh, we see in the Gemara in Shavuos in the Aflamites, we learn from the Pasuk Vesa Sherei Nenu Po, and the Elson Wonder Har Sinai Doros Abom Gerim Masil Liskari Minayin Talmud Lomar Vesa Sherei Nenu Ad Kan Lashon HaGemara. But this din, so it says not only those who are standing at Har Sinai, but even the Doros Haboim, even the Gerim Hasidim Vesa Sherei Nenu. However, this din is not exeris hakasuv b'shvuas kabbalas ataradavka, elahu din klali asher noig b'chol kabbalas rab, like we see in the Ramban, in the Mishpat Achayrim, zeh sheish b'chayrim shuchal gam al zarim, ein zeh rak b'chayrim, aval shuchal, kol rotz the Ramban, aval shuchal alehem b'al zarim, nira sh'af b'nidarim keim b'chol kabbalas rabim, kida ashkechen b'kabbalas tor v'chim b'gil v'chim b'tzomo. So ad kan divrei Mishpat Achayrim la Rambam, it's brought in the Rivash, and Simon Shin Sadi Tess. Continues Ve'atam Lazed Echayla Kabbalah Al Zaram. So again we have the Ramban who says that whenever there's a Kabbalah Sarabim, it's even chal on the zera, even b'nedarim, and this shavuot Har Sinai is chal al zaram. And why is the Kabbalah chal al zaram? So Harav Farbstein brings the Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim. B'zeh asher abezeh al asher enenu po imanu ayom ki av shorash v'ben netzar misharash av yifre v'izkir asherash lomar ki yochal lahavi be'elu adaras haboyim. That the father is the root, and the son comes from this root. He comes from the father. And we mention the root to say that he can make this obligation, he can make this shavua for the Doros Habayim, and this klala, this Allah for the Doros Habayim, because that's it. All it all starts with the root. What's the root takes it upon himself, then everything else is all, everyone else is also obligated. However, it would appear that Kabbalah Sibur is Chal al Zaram, that's only Rak Linyan Chalos HaKabbalah VaChiyuv Sheba. In other words, that the Zera is also Mechuyah V'chol Chiyuv HaKabbalah Zu, and all the Chiyuv of this Kabbalah. But that we should say that through the Kabbalah Sa'avus, it's like the Zera was Motzi Kabbalah Mipiyam, that wouldn't appear, because they didn't say it. So if they didn't say it, then they're not Mechah, it's not that they said it. They're Mechuyah to keep it, but because the Shoresh did, but they didn't say it. So it's only in chalos hachiyuv, but not le'inyan that they were motzi et mipiyam. So it emerges then that if it's Sibur is Nishba, if they're over on their Shavua, they're over on the lab of Shavua. Ablo Sishbu Ushmila Shaker and Baal Yachel, because they were Motzi Shavua Mipiyam, and they were over on the Shavua. But their seed, even if they're not Mekayim, they're not over on the Lavim of Shavua, because they didn't say a Shavua. They weren't Motzi Shavua Mipiyam. And we don't say Lo Sishbu and Lo Baal Yachel Tfaro. They just have that their goof is mushba. In other words, they're meshubah to be mekayim the kabbalah se'avos, but not that they're over on the iser of shavua. And that also will be miyashiv what we mentioned in the first shir, that since every Jew was mushba v'amid mihar Sinai, so why don't we say that every time you're over on an iser, you're also over in a lab of shavua? So based on what we said, it's beautiful. That we consider the zera mushba is only linyan chalos shavua. That the emes, the goof, our goof is meshubah to be mekayim the shvuah of Har Sinai, but not the remotzi shvuah mipiv. So the meila, there's no lav of shvuah. So taka those who were at Har Sinai, when they took this shvuah, so they took it bepeh, and they actually were motzi shvuah mipiv. So about them, you can't say that if they're over on an assay, then they just do tshuva and they're done with it, because they taka every time they did an avera, it was an assay and a los assay of being over on the shvua. But for us, who didn't take the shvua befino, we're just meshubad out the shvua sa'avis, so that means that we were meshubad, our guf is meshubad, but not that we were motzi shvua mipino, and therefore we can't say you're over on a los assay every single time we are over on an assay. We're over in the assay and the los assay of the mushba momir asin. I know, it's just an assay. So that's the idea of being mushba va'omed mihar Sinai. That the reason we had this, we took the shavua, was in order to be mishabed our guf to the Kabbalah. So there's obviously a lot more to say on this, and please God, we'd like to continue discussing this in future shiurim. But for now, we will conclude. And we'll give ourselves a bracha to be able to continue. And it's Hashem, we'd like to give a shir soon on Mushba v'omed mihar Sinai in Ein Shavua Chalal Shavua, to continue the we've been discussing here and expand. And other types of expansions we'd like to expand. And we just are dependent on the grace of Hashem, even though I can't say I'm worthy, but that despite that, He should give me life and Koach and Brius and everything I need. Lulam al dulamid, lishma balans lakaim is called the Rei Samu Teresu Bihava. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.